sir, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing, your revocation hearing this morning, sir. You also, today we have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Bott, who is our board chair. You also have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair today. Also with us, sir, Mr. Grady.
Mr. Westby.
Westby. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction is Mr. Westby. He will be representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole officer, okay? Mr. Munoz?
Yeah.
Did you hear me, sir?
A little bit, baby.
Okay, did you hear me introduce all the members that will be conducting your hearing today, sir? What didn't you hear? Hello?
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me at all, sir?
A little bit.
Is there a volume on that phone that you're speaking on?
Yeah.
Can you turn it up? I'll get the CO3 to turn the volume up so you can hear the Honorable Mr. Johnson.
Okay, I can hear you clearly now.
Okay, can you hear me now, sir?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'm going to start all over, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the members that will be conducting the hearing today. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Westby. Okay, sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
I'm sorry?
Prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a form notifying you of the board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, I do.
Okay, sir, on that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, Mr. Munoz?
I'm sorry, I misunderstood you.
Okay. On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf, or you have the right to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. So just for the record, Mr. Munoz, could you please just state your name and your ABC number for us, please?
247720.
And your full name?
David Lamberto Munoz.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Absolutely.
I do.
Okay, so your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine whether you violated the terms and conditions of your community supervision. In phase two, sir, the board will determine whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read those allegations to you. After I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
I understand.
All right. So the first allegation on your warrant states that you are violating the Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of marijuana on or about February 16, 2018, per the task lab report dated February 18, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, it's true.
Okay. Sir, the second allegation on your warrant states that you are violating the Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to follow Maricopa Reentry Center's rules and staff directives on or about March 2nd, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Greenberg, I'm going to find that regularly could be violated in the terms and conditions of supervision, and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. during phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate the only community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to bring you some information with you and come back to you to see if there is any information that you want to present to the board. Mr. Westby.
On January 11th, 2018, Mr. Munoz was released from DOC. He was arrested March 2nd, 2018 by ABC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody March 2nd, 2018 with a projected CCD of July 11th, 2018, 0 abscondes. Current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 9 months. Prior convictions, 2009, aggravated robbery, 1.5 years. 2016, narcotic drug violation, 1 year. 2016, drug paraphernalia, 2 counts, each for 1 year. 2016, dangerous drug violation, 1 year. This is his third term in DOC, CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2010, TIS release completion, 2 months. 2016, TIS release of absconder, 56 days, arrested on current offense, reached CCD while in custody. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 2006, possessed cell marijuana, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2007, aggravated criminal damage, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2008, possessed cell marijuana, Arizona, juvenile probation. His community risk score is a G3B4.
Okay, Mr. Munoz, I want to go over some information with you, sir, at this time. So I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside at Greenpoint Assistant, located at 2546 West Orangewood in Phoenix, Arizona. You resided at that location until you were discharged on January 31st. You were then sent to Traditions, located at 2429 West Vista Avenue in Phoenix, but you were unable to complete the intake process due to a positive UA. Then you were placed into a 30-day ITH at Maricopa Reentry. Is that about right, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So it doesn't show that you were working during that period of time. Did you work?
I was employed.
Where were you working, sir?
I was going through a temp agency. It was called Allegiant Staffing.
Okay.
I also have like tech stuff to prove that I have received paychecks from it.
Okay. So it says that when you were released, you were assigned random your analysis test, your color code was ivory. Then they changed it to green when you entered the MRC. You were responsible for one random UA and 4 UAs at the reentry center. You had a positive UA on January 31st. Positive for marijuana, then on February 14th, you had a positive for amphetamines, and then on February 16th, you were positive for marijuana and amphetamines, and then on the February 21st and 28th, your UAs were diluted, sir. What, did you just relapse, or what was going on, sir?
I don't know. It was right there, so I decided to use, but it's not something that I would usually do. You know, if I was out like I was, I would obviously be using it if I had such a severe addiction, but I guess I just did it just to pass the time by. I honestly don't know what made me make the decision.
What kind of amphetamines were you doing?
I'm sorry?
You tested positive for amphetamines. What kind of amphetamines were you doing? What were you doing? What were you using?
I guess crystal meth.
Crystal meth?
Yeah.
So, sir, you were released on January 11th, and you first tested positive for marijuana on January 31st. You weren't out long before you started using drugs. And you say you don't have a problem with drugs?
Well, not really, but based on my prior history, it seems to the court that I do, but I'm already past that, and I really don't have any intentions to continue using drugs.
So what happened on these two diluted UAs that you actually took, sir?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
What happened on the two diluted UAs that you were to take?
That I would not take?
That you were supposed to take. It just says that they were diluted.
I guess I just drank too many fluid.
While you were in the ITH program, so where did you get methamphetamine from?
Just some individuals in there that had it.
So you were put in a program to try to, you were put in two transition houses, and you tested positive for drugs there, and then they put you in a 30-day ITH program, and you continued to use drugs while you were there. So you just didn't want to get off the drugs, or you didn't want the help? Additional questions for you, sir. Seeing no questions coming from the board, Mr. Munoz, the board is about to come up on the conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, sir, without repeating yourself, that you'd like to tell the board?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. Sir, I want you to stay on the phone, Mr. Munoz. The board is going to go into discussion. While the board is in discussion, sir, I want you to stay on the phone. However, remain silent while the board is in discussion. The board will make a determination while we're in discussion whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Okay.
All right, so stay on the phone, remain silent, sir. The board is now going into discussion.
All right.
This is an incident where we had and talked to Mr. Munoz. Mr. Munoz was released in January. Within that same month, he started back with using drugs. He was put into two transition houses and was released from there because of the use of drugs. He was in the 30-day ITH program and continued using drugs while in the ITH program, and his PO at that time decided to revoke him. It appears his PO was doing everything he could to work with him and get him into some programming to assist and help him, but those programs didn't work. He will be released on July 11th of 2018. It's my thought and recommendation at this time that Mr. Munoz remain in custody until he completes his time on July 11th of 2018. Hopefully, he'll get involved in some programs while incarcerated and go to NAAA and get his life together so that when he's released, he'd have a plan and won't be using drugs. So that would be my motion, would be to deny Mr. Munoz's return to community supervision at this time.
Second.
Agree?
Agreed.
Revoke.
Revoke.
Second, I agree.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Munoz? Mr. Munoz?
Yeah.
Okay, so the board is voting to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on July 11th of 2018. So while you're incarcerated, try to get involved in some drug rehab programs, NA or AA, and get yourself together. Come up with a plan so that when you are released in July, that you won't be using drugs and you have a plan to get yourself together to be a productive citizen. Mr. Munoz, I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for participating in your hearing today. Sir, that is going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.